One, we could unconditionally sell a plane to the UN and loan them a pilot or let them hire a pilot. We could fly a U.S. plane with UN personnel in it. They could hire a commercial, like a Fairchild aerial photography outfit, or some combination such as that. There is a strong feeling of urgency of the necessity of their doing an aerial reconnaissance tomorrow. Now, we've just formed a team here of Joe Sisko, and Mike Forrestal, and somebody from defense, probably Joe Cherik, who is the expert on this, to come right up there and see what could be worked out for implementation tomorrow.
This matter, because I know of your concern about it. We got Friday night got a message from Khrushchev, which said that he would withdraw these missiles and technicians and so on, providing we did not plan to invade Cuba. We then got a message, that public one, the next morning, in which he said he would do that if we withdrew our missiles from Turkey. We then, as you No, issued a statement that we couldn't get into that deal. So we then got this message this morning. So we now have to wait to see how it unfolds, and there's a good deal of complexities to it. If the the withdrawal of these missiles, technicians, and the cessation of subversive activity by them, well, we just have to set up satisfactory procedures to determine whether these actions will be carried out. So I would think that if we can do that, we'll be find our interests advanced, even though it may be only one more chapter in a rather long story as far as Cuba's concerned.
Of course, but Mr. President, does he put any conditions on whatsoever in that?
No, except that we're not going to invade Cuba.
Yeah.
That's the only one we've got now. But well, we don't plan to invade Cuba under these conditions anyway.
No.
So if we can get them out, we're better off. By far.
That's correct. I quite agree. I just wondered whether he was trying to, knowing we would keep our word, whether he would try to engage us in any kind of statement or commitment that would finally one day could be very embarrassing. For instance, suppose they got in, suppose they started to bombard Guantanamo.
Right.
What I'm getting at, I quite agree this is a very, I think, conciliatory move he's made.
Right.
Provided that he doesn't say that.
Oh, well, I agree. Oh, yeah, that's right. I think what we've got to do is keep. That's why I don't think the Cuban story can be over yet. I think we will retain sufficient freedom to protect our interests if they engage in subversion, if they attempt to do any aggressive acts and so on, then all bets are off. In addition, my guess is that by the end of next month, we're going to be toe-to-toe in Berlin anyway, so that I think this is important for the time being, because it requires quite a step down for Khrushchev. On the other hand, I think that, as we all know, they just probe, and their word's unreliable, so we just have to stay busy on it.
As I've certain order of the president. They, these people, do not equate, and I think it's been a mistake to equate Berlin with Cuba or anything else.
Right.
They take any spot in the world, they don't care where it is.
That's right.
And it's just the question is, are you in such a place you either can't or won't resist?
That's right, yeah.
Now, when we got into Tibet, nothing to do with Tibet.
Yeah.
Up in that mountainous country, and we couldn't even reach it.
Right.
And so, what we could do then is subvert itself, that's all.
Right.
Now, so they get to and they probe when you can't do anything. Then if they have another place where they think that you just won't for some reason or other,
yeah.
Why then they go ahead?
That's
so
right.
I think you're doing exactly right.
Right.
Go ahead, but just let them know that you won't be the aggressor, but if the other, then you've always got the right to determine whether the other guy's been the aggressor.
Well, we'll stay right at it, and I'll keep in touch with you, General.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, thank you.
But are you through waiting? Yes, sir.
President Truman, please.
Thank you.
What?
He'll be with you in just 1 minute, Mr. President.
All right. All right.
Hello.
Hello, this is Harry Truman.
Hello, how are you, Mr. President?
Well, I'm all right, and I'm just pleased to death the way these things came out.
Well, we'll just stay at it, and I just wanted to bring you up to date on it. We got a letter from him on Friday night, which was rather conciliatory on these withdrawals. Then on Saturday morning, 12 hours after the other letters received, we got this entirely different letter about the missile bases in Turkey.
That's the way they do things.
Then, then we rejected that. Then they came back with and accepted the earlier proposal. So I think we're going to have a lot of difficulties, but at least we're making some progress about getting these missiles out of there. And in addition, I think that Khrushchev's had some difficulties in maintaining his position. My judgment is that it's going to make things tougher in Berlin because the fact he's had something of a setback in Cuba is going to make him rougher in Berlin, but at least it's a little better than it was a couple of days ago.
Well, you're on the right track, and you just keep after them. That's the language they understand, just what you gave them.
All right, good.
They've been asking me for comments, and I said the President of the United States, no man can comment on it.
All right, okay, good. Take care. I'll be in touch with you.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I certainly appreciate the call.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Bye-bye.
But are you through?
They are incredible. We got a message on Friday night, which was rather forthcoming from them, and then on Saturday we got the one on Turkey. Then this morning we got the one going back to their more reasonable position. So we're going to stay right on it and see if we can work up satisfactory verification procedures. But I just wanted to bring you up to date on it. We got a lot of problems still to go, but I think we've made some progress.
Certainly, it represents a
great triumph for you. Well, I think we just have to, the rhythm of these things, we'll see what happens this week. But I just wanted you to know I'll keep in touch with you and keep you up to date.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bye-bye.
Waiting.